We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
But this man stayed around there, you see, and he would visit. Man, you'd go preach on Sunday morning. You know, he'd go in and hold some meeting or something, but I'd get in the pulpit to preach on Sunday morning. I'd say to myself, well, Brother so-and-so's back. Because, you see, you could detect it in the congregation. He'd been visiting, you know, part of the crowd that was for him and you know, putting a lot of stuff in their minds and collecting money from them. And so I remember this happened to be, Assembly of God Church. And I remember the president said to me one day, Brother Hagin, he said, if you say so, we'll just take his papers away from him. We'll just, you know, turn him out of the fellowship. Way back. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. Now, the poor fellow's in trouble, and I know he's wrong, all right, but he's in trouble. And there's no use of wearing his ministry. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to act in love whether anybody else does or not.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The Spirit Within and The Spirit Upon Series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I'd bought gasoline to get there on a credit card. I didn't have any money on mine. You know, I couldn't have bought an old set of hens and chickens, you know, or anything. I mean, just... And I thought, surely, you know, so we went to the parsonage, you know, afterwards, you know. They didn't say anything about going out and getting anything to eat. And then we went to the parsonage. They didn't say anything about to eat. They just went on to bed, so I just went on to bed. And they got up and left before we... Now, we just had night services now, no day service. And they got up and left before we got up the next morning. You know, and I thought, well, they maybe had a call, you know, something, and so, because the phone had rang a time or two. And they'll be back directly, you know, and probably will get breakfast, you know. And so it was about noontime, and they never did show up. And then we waited till 1:30 in the afternoon. I said, well, I guess, you know, first, middle of the morning, I said to my wife, well, they'll probably come, we'll go out and eat something. They did, it's 1:30, and they didn't show up. Well, you see, we hadn't had anything to eat now since we left this other church on Sunday, and this is Tuesday at 1:30 in the afternoon, you know. And I said to my wife, well, just go in there in the kitchen and see if you can find anything. They're not here. They didn't say anything about eating. And I just, we'll just, so I said, and so I she went in there and said, well, I found one weenie. And I think two eggs and one slice of bread. I said, well, boiled eggs. So we had a boiled egg apiece and one weenie to divide between us and one slice of bread. That's all. That's all. I said, well, that'll tide us over till, you know, till night. They'll probably come in early and we'll go out maybe to the cafeteria somewhere and eat, you know. I don't want to eat before service, but I'll go because I'm getting a little hungry here now. You know? I mean, that egg weenie didn't, half a weenie didn't last long. So they came in but didn't say anything about eating. Got ready to church and we went to church, you see. They didn't say anything about eating, and so we went home. Now, see, now this is Wednesday morning. They got up and left. Before breakfast, didn't fix anything. They haven't got anything in there. We know because we've ate up the last weenie, last piece of bread, last egg they had, you know. So here we are Wednesday, you see. And from Sunday to Wednesday, we've had one boiled egg, one half a piece of bread, and one half of a weenie. Several glasses of water. So about noon, I waited, you know, well, maybe they'll be back at noon. They didn't show up. It's about 1:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday. So instead of walking in the spirit, I got over in the flesh. That's easy done because you're in the flesh to begin with. Amen. I said to myself, what kind of people are these people anyhow? I know what I'll do. I know the district superintendent. Bless God, I'll just go call them and ask them, what kind of preachers you got up here in your district anyhow? And I knew the district superintendent well. I'd preach for them. I knew what would happen, man. They'd get a hold of them immediately. And just wring their neck or skin them, you know. So I went to the phone, you know. And I knew the number, you see. I'd preached a meeting for them. I knew their number. I went to the phone, started dialing the number. And then right in the middle of it, something on the inside of me, you know, in here sort of rose up. Love of Christ concerned. I just hung up the phone. My wife standing by. She said, aren't you going to phone? I said, no, I'm not going to phone. I don't want to get those dear people in trouble. See, we've got our rights, all right? But it says here that love doesn't insist on its own rights. You know, I mean, it's right. They're obligated. They should take care of us, you see. But I'm not going to get them in trouble. They don't have enough trouble as it is in life without me adding to it. People like that are, you know. But I'm not going to be responsible for it. I'm not going to be responsible. I'm going to walk in love. Well, by the next day, we still didn't get anything to eat. And I'm ready to call again. You know, my stomach got the upper hand of me. By now, my stomach's rubbing my backbone, you know. So I went to the phone again, you know. I got said, well, now, what kind of people they got? I'm going to call that district superintendent. That's what I'm going to do. Because they're a personal friend of mine anyhow. And just ask them, what kind of people have you got? See, I'd never met these pastors before. What kind of people do you have here in your district anyway? And just tell him what happened. I knew what would happen with them. They'd get called on the carpet. And I even started to dial again. Maybe dial two or three, I mean another number or two besides I did the first time, but then I hung up for it. Before it started ringing, I hung up. No, I said, I'm not going to get them in trouble. Well, I hadn't much more than hung up till one of the deacons that lived about a half a block away, he came over and asked me, he knocked on the door, and I went to the door, and he told me who it was. I didn't know who he was. And he told me he was a deacon in the church. And he said, Brother Hagin, where's the pastors? Now, I could see he was concerned, and I didn't want to hurt them because he's wondering, you know. I mean, he knows because he's only a half a block away. We've been there all the time, and they got up and left and never came back. And he said, I'm sure that they've got a call. I heard the phone ring a time or two early. Maybe I went out on a call. He said, I noticed they left early every morning, about 7 o'clock. Have y'all had anything to eat? Well, I didn't want to get them in trouble. I said, oh, we're doing all right. I didn't want to hurt the pastors. He said, I'll tell you what. I just felt led to come down and tell you. You know, I live, see, he said, let me show you. So we went out on the front porch. He said, see, I live right down there. And on the back porch, there's a deep freeze. You know, it's a screened-in back porch. There's a deep freeze, and he said, it's open. Usually, you know, we keep the back door locked all right, but the door's open. Just go down there and get anything you want, if y'all want to cook something, you know. And so I said, well, thank you. If they don't show up directly, well, we probably will. And so we went down there. I didn't want to hurt that pastor. So we went out and got something, praise God, and I had something to eat. Praise the Lord. But, you know, we stayed there all week and never did say anything about eating anything. But we had a deep freeze to eat out of then, you know. But I never said anything. I just went on. I just went on. Because I didn't want to get them in trouble. Now, I knew if they're going to keep walking like they're walking, they're going to get in trouble anyway without me adding anything to it. But I'd rather just let the Lord tend to it than me get involved. Because you get involved, you're going to get in trouble. See, you get wrong. Two wrongs doesn't make a right. I know one church that I pastored. Actually, the last church that I'd pastored, the pastor had gotten into difficulty, and there's no doubt about it. You know, I'm a preacher, and I like preachers, and I take up for preachers, but preachers can be wrong, and they are human just as much as anybody, you see. And his time was out. You know, he was elected as pastor for so many, actually for a three-year period, and his three-year period was up, and if he had acted right now, there's no doubt but what he would have been reelected, but he didn't act right, so he didn't get reelected. Now, the Lord spoke to me supernaturally. And I understand why he did, to take that church. But this man stayed around there, you see, and he would visit. Man, you'd go preach on Sunday morning, you know, he'd go in and hold some meetings or something, but I'd get in the pulpit to preach on Sunday morning, I'd say to myself, well, brother so-and-so's back. Because, you see, you could detect it in the congregation. He'd been visiting, you know, part of the crowd that was for him and you know, putting a lot of stuff in their minds and collecting money from them. And so I remember this happened to be, Assembly of God Church. And I remember the president said to me one day, Brother Hagin, he said, if you say so, we'll just take his papers away from him. We'll just, you know, turn him out of the fellowship. Way back. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. No, the poor fellow's in trouble. And I know he's wrong, all right, but he's in trouble. And there's no use of running his ministry. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to act in love whether anybody else does or not. So I remember he stopped by the parsonage and asked me, see, this just after World War II, you know. And And there wasn't anybody in our, where we were, that they'd moved away that was paper hangers or anything, and I'd always done some of that. And he's building a new house, he's going to sell it and then move, and I was glad to get rid of him, of course. But he asked me if I knew anybody, and I said, no, there isn't anybody here. I know because I've inquired myself. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just canvas. We canvassed and papered this house. I'll just canvas and paper it for you. Would you? I said, oh, yeah, sure I will. And so I did it. Well, I remember when we got through, you know, and he said, now, how much do I owe you, Brother Higgin? And I said, the Lord told me just to give that to you. Oh, I mean, he began to cry. His wife began to cry. Both of them were ministers. They said, well, Brother Higgin, now we never have spoken against you. See, I never said a word about it. Anything to do. I just said the Lord told me to give it to you. I'm just going to give it to you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
Now, you know, you hear me all the time, and I talk about thank you for helping us bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Well, I'm talking about a word partner. What is a word partner? What is somebody that partners with us? Well, they pray for us, and then they send an offering in at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send to help support Rhema.
Doesn't have to be big. A lot of our people give $10 or $25 a month.
Yeah, some people give $1 or $5. But if you do what you can, when it all comes together, it helps us to pay for the programming, for Rhema Praise, and it goes all over the world. We get testimonies all the time. I just thought I'd explain what a Word Partner Club...
Our Word Partners actually give a scholarship to everyone who comes to Rhema Bible Training College, gets a scholarship through our Word Partners, because our tuition only pays 30% of what it actually costs to come to Rhema. We keep our tuition low because we want to train men and women to go around the world to preach the gospel. So please help us. Help us to train more students by joining the Word Partner Club. But also, a partnership is, you know, not only do you pray for us, we pray for you as well. And we always encourage you, if you guys have prayer requests, to let us know. Yeah. We have special prayer partners that are praying just for our Word Partner Club members.
Yeah, and go to rhema.org/WPC and sign up. We'd be glad to have you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon, Volume 1. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.